Aloha Normal. It's really nice to be here. I'm honored. I'm representing Maui along with my dear friend Iggy, who's over here, and just pleased to be here with all you lovely people. I'm going to try and give you an update on what's happening with marijuana reform in Maui County, and I just want to let you know it is alive and well. Maui County includes three islands in Hawaii, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. And the permanent population of Maui County runs about 160,000 people. It's pretty small. What we find there, though, is that we have a tremendous base of support for what is commonly called pakalolo. And marijuana use in the islands is very, very common. In fact, for a lot of the locals, that it's been grown in their families for years, the kids grow up not even knowing that this is illegal. There is a wide base of support for what we're doing, and it's interesting what we're finding out. The real interesting thing to me, I was born and raised in Southern California, so I'm real familiar with the initiative process and how certain things get to become on a ballot. I'm going to read you something that we prepared for an advertising campaign in Hawaii to give you a little idea. Excuse me. Hawaii has never before had its people use their democratic rights to change law through the initiative process. With the initiative process, the people present a desired change in the law. Signatures are gathered, the proposed ordinance is put onto the county ballot, and then the people vote their choice in the general election. We are the first citizens of Hawaii to use this democratic power. Now, that's huge. That is, in Maui County, this is the first. In the entire state of Hawaii, we were told that this has been used once before by a homeowners association on Kauai. The people of Hawaii do not even understand this process. It is foreign to their concept of how government is run there. And so, as other members of this panel have already said, part of what we're doing with this ordinance campaign, we're doing two things. We're doing a voter registration campaign, and we're doing our initiative drive, the signature collection. We're also trying to do some education in the state and let people know that they have this democratic power that's not being used. There's a wide range of issues that are facing the people in Hawaii, from sugarcane burning to cruise ships dumping pollution in their harbors to Hawaiian sovereignty. And a lot of these things we believe can be dealt with at the initiative level when the people realize that they have these powers. I'm going to tell you briefly about our two ordinances. The first one is called the Maui County Crime Reduction Alcohol Marijuana Equalization Ordinance. And all I got to tell you about that is it's based on what Steve was telling us on the SAFER program. And basically we'll make adult private use not criminal. Adults can possess an ounce and use in the privacy of their own home. The second ordinance, which is a bit more complicated, is the Maui County Compassionate Choice Family Farmer Regulation and Revenue Ordinance. This one's beautiful. This creates, as I see it and what we're trying to tell people, a tremendous win-win situation for the people of Maui County. Farming in Hawaii is a declining and dying industry, and it's amazing the amount of food, as well as everything else, that we have shipped into the islands. For a climate that can grow pretty much everything, we are importing a great amount of our food, as well as our marijuana, as far as that goes. This ordinance is designed to put the family farmer back on the land. The family farmer would submit a proposal to grow two organic crops, the first one being medical-grade marijuana. The second would be something like a sustainable food source. The county would pay the farmers, and the way this is work gets complicated, but basically I, as a medical marijuana patient, would lease a plot of land from one of these farmers to grow my medical plants. I'm not buying anything from the farmer. I'm leasing land, and if I need additional expertise, I'm contracting for services. What this does is creates and boosts a new industry, which is growing food and sustainable, you know, produce for the islands. It also creates new jobs, which creates revenue flow to the county in the form of payroll taxes and GE taxes and other things. And the end result is that the medical marijuana patients get their medicine at a fraction of the cost that they're paying now without having to deal with street dealers and rip-off situations and not knowing how their medicine was grown and things like that. So we view this as a tremendous win-win for everybody there. Our signature campaign requires us to get 10,000 signatures for each of these ordinances to get them onto the November general election ballot in Maui County. Our timetable on that is extremely tight. We have between now and mid-June to get our 10,000 signatures. And I fully believe that that's our biggest hurdle, is getting this onto the ballot. I believe that the support and the time that we will have for education and other things will make this a very successful campaign. But the next 8-10 weeks are really going to, you know, tell for us. I work with a man in Maui, Brian Murphy. Some of you probably know Brian. He's our executive director, and I have a brief presentation that he's put together, which I'd like to show you at this time.
Aloha from Maui. This is Brian from Patients Without Time. I'd like to announce that we have our normal chapter. We've held one event so far, which was on St. Patrick's Day. Great turnout. Go to the website, check out the video blog on St. Patrick's Day. What I'd like to do is give you a little historical accounting of where we are up to today. 2 years ago, we started an organization called Patients Without Time, where we help facilitate people getting their medical marijuana licenses. To date, we have gotten over 680 people their licenses. We have over 18 doctors on island writing prescriptions, and things are going along handsomely. During this time, we've also created another organization called Maui County Citizens for Democracy in Action. Through Democracy in Action, we created two ordinances that we're putting on to the ballot this November. We did run into a little snag, though. The initiative process, we have to create a committee of five to present it to the county, which we did. Our committee consists of patients from Patients Without Time. Two of the patients are so disabled they really can't do anything but be figureheads on the ordinance, but we felt that was fine and we went forward. After submitting our application to the county for our committee, we were informed that just the five people who signed the committee can collect the signatures. Needless to say, this has created a major problem for us because in reality it brings it down to three people, 10,000 signatures. Originally, we had figured that just like in the rest of the country, that we would have each patient be able to collect signatures and put it on the ballot. With the 680 patients, we had assumed we would only need each patient to get 20 people, but that all has changed. So what we're doing now is we were lucky, a good friend of ours, Mike, who owns a place called the Waui Maui Kava Bar right on Derry Road in downtown Kahului, has rented us his lanai so we could have a central location in town for people to come to sign the ordinance. We had to change our whole attack plan from having patients collect the signatures to trying to come up with a spot where all 10,000 people could come by to sign. So what we've done is created a whole new program. We're using radio ads, and we're actually having great results. Our first weekend, we collected 1,500 signatures, and we got 1,200 people to register to vote, and that was with just two ads on two radio stations. This week, we're branching out, six stations, 580 commercials over the next 7 days. We think we're really going to make it, but we need your help. It's actually costing us in excess of $12,000 a week for the next 8 weeks to put this together and make it work. We need your help in this area. The way the county has tied our hands, we have no choice but to create a central location and advertise for people to come and sign the ordinance to make this happen. Everyone on island is showing a great response, and we'd like to thank all the people that have shown up and to tell them, send 10 friends.
Thanks. I just want to point out, and you guys got it, I could tell by the response. This is frustrating. Look at the democracy in Maui County. You know, unlike counties all over the America, we can't use any registered voter to go out. We do believe that this is illegal. We've been given counsel that this is in violation of our rights, yet our timetable is making it tough for us to proceed with legal action at this point. It's being considered. We're also dealing with a situation, because this has never been done before, where the county clerk of Maui County simply does not know how to interpret what is written. And it's very loose. So even though these rules may be draconian and not correct by other standards, they may actually be legally correct. We don't know. This is going to be worked out. It's going to get hot and heavy. We're also getting restricted in other ways that we view are being really tying our hands and not allowing us to use our democratic process. The best example I can give you is Brian Murphy, the man you just saw, went into the county council recently and turned in 590 voter registrations of new people we've registered to vote. He asked for replacement forms so he could go out and continue this process, and he was given 300 back. And when he said, "But I turned in 590, they said, "You're only allowed 300 per month," which is meaningless and ridiculous and has no basis on reality. They told us when we started this that they applauded our efforts in registering new voters, and that's part of what we're trying to do in the county. The county was able to register in 2005 2,000 new voters. We've already exceeded that, and we're trying to get over 5,000 before we're finished here. So the other thing that I think, and I'll sign off with this, it's really sad to me. It's incredibly sad that while we have a government, a federal government, that's sending our brothers and sisters overseas to die for democracy, that in the United States, in Hawaii, even though we're sort of a third world country ourselves, our basic rights and democratic process is being taken away from us. We still believe that this dream for marijuana reform can become a reality. Like I said, the next 8 weeks for us is really, really critical, and we do need your help and we do need your support. We're looking at help and support in all ways. We need financial support, obviously, with an advertising budget like what we're talking about. We're going to need legal assistance and legal help to fight the battles that are inevitable. And we also need, as somebody else mentioned, we need effective endorsements. We need help from organizations and individuals who have some clout, and that lending their support and endorsing us would be a very, very positive thing. And that's all I have to say. Iggy and I will be around for the rest of the conference. We'd love to talk to you. We've got some information to pass out if you're interested. And as they say, we just love to talk story. So thank you very much. Aloha.